Councilman Shirley, would you give the invocation, please?
Bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you bestowed on our community. We pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I'd ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C2.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. C2 is a request to advertise the Boyd and Hidalgo intersection. This engineered project will facilitate increased traffic flow in the form of a dedicated left, dedicated right, and a straight lane. This also includes ADA sidewalks in that area and accommodates stormwater. So if you know that intersection very well, when it would rain, it would puddle right there. This is going to take that and run it to the west side of the road over there by Will Merchant Complex. So Smith Engineering has fully completed the engineering. We're ready to put that out for bid.
It's a very much needed project. Any other comments or questions on routine and regular business?
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of resolution 2020-33, a resolution adopting the FY 2022-2026 Infrastructure Capital Improvement Plan. Mr. Lowe.
Good. Mayor, members of the council, during the July 28th City Council meeting, the preliminary ICIP project list was presented for review and comments. Staff received some comments and answered several questions regarding the ICIP project list. Staff is requesting approval of this resolution tonight to adopt the ICIP, and once it's adopted, it'll be turned into the state of New Mexico, and it's due on September 18th, 2020, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Comments or questions?
I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number four, consider approval of temporary use application to allow a temporary patio along Fox Street on city property in front of the Lucky Bull located at 220 West Fox. Applicant Jeremy Molinar. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to put some temporary patio along Fox Street on the City of Carlsbad sidewalk. In your packet should be a map showing the serving areas that they're requesting. One is along Fox Street. It's going to encroach into the city's right-of-way. As such, they needed to get the permission of the governing body to do so. The Planning Department would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. And approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to expand their alcohol service onto city-owned property at their location 222 West Fox Street until October 31st, 2020. when the order from the state will automatically expire, and they'll need to supply a surety bond to my department.
Questions or comments for Mr. Patterson?
Do we have an idea what the plan of action would be after the 31st if these orders should continue?
Yes, we would contact the property owner there and request that they remove it. If they don't, then code enforcement would seek further action.
Would
in that
they
case
need to go back through the process if they wanted to continue that after
past that date, they would need to come back through our process.
It's the state of New Mexico that's required is allowing them to move it out there at this time. So to help businesses on patio service, the state is the alcohol gaming board has allowed it to happen.
The reason I ask is I don't see things progressing very quickly, and I envision this continuing, and I want to everyone to understand the process we'll have to go through in order to continue to do business.
Yes, sir.
Further questions or comments for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
I make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of a request for a temporary use business license to conduct door-to-door sales and installation of solar energy systems by Meraki Solutions. Contact Angel Menez. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this request is for a business license to conduct door-to-door sales and installation by Meraki Solutions. They wish to sell and install solar systems for homes. According to Carlsbad Code of Ordinance Chapter 28, they are required to come before the City Council for approval to go door-to-door and solicit their product. We requested a background check from the Police Department and has been provided in your packet. Planning staff would recommend approval on the condition they are supposed to stop solicitation by 9 p.m. every night for our ordinance.
Questions or comments for Mr. Patterson?
You know, Mayor, I'd like
Walter Shad.
Jeff, I should wait until, I don't know if they're going to make comments. Do the people have, are they, how does I put this? Does he know his stuff as far as, you know, doing the solar thing and all the calculations and all the, is he, I mean, I don't know you from Adam, so I, no, not you, Jeff, him.
Answer the question.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Yeah, we'll let him make a statement.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's late.
Now, would you state your name for the record?
Adrian Posbosch. Hi, and I'm one of the supervisors actually for the company. We actually do have several locations already here in New Mexico, as well as a couple of other states. But to answer your question, what we do is we work with a national installer. We take care of all kinds of permitting, inspections, things like that. We communicate with all the electric providers that we work with. Is there, any other questions or?
Well, I mean, do you know the things that we have here that they don't have in Albuquerque, and you know the.
Absolutely, we already contacted Solcius, and what it is it's DCP ready for interconnection. So we already work with Xcel out of Colorado, so we're very familiar with how Xcel works, as far as utility increases, stuff like that. But another thing is we have our software. I mentioned you were wondering how we generate the information. We actually have a software. Solcius is actually based out of Utah. Being that we are a national company, our reps from all over states communicate with them. We send over the information to them, and they send us back a proposal with satellite views, all types of information that the homeowner would request.
Okay. They have an engineer on staff that will review the information and give you what you need, right?
Absolutely, sir. And everything, there's a process. What we do is we submit the information. Then what we do is we qualify the homeowner. Once the homeowner is qualified, it has to go through permitting through the city. After that, then we can actually start with construction, and then we communicate with Xcel, and they actually are the ones that come out and put the new net meter on.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Further questions, Counselor?
I don't have any problem with going door to door, but 9 o'clock is pretty darn late.
We actually don't go. Once it's dark, we go home because we don't want to scare anybody. Absolutely, and we don't want that either. So what we do is once sundown starts to it happens, then that's when we call it a day. Mm-hmm. Once we get established though in the city, what we do is after a while, door knocking is not an option. Most of the time we advertise and people come to us. But in order to get it started here in Carlsbad, we do have to go door to door and explain to them what we're doing and how the program works.
It's not dark.
I don't want to work at night.
Further questions from the council?
Mayor, make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No, with an explanation. I'm worried about going door to door in the time of COVID.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes, as long as the hours are before dark.
You're approved.
Thank you.
Number six, consider approval of a request for a temporary use business license to conduct door-to-door sales and installation of smart home automation and security services by Smart Home Pros Incorporated, Vivint. Contact Bradley Downey. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request for a business license to conduct door-to-door solicitation and sales of smart home automation and security services by Smart Home Pros. They'll be selling and installing Vivint technology. Vivint's been in our community for the past couple of years. They've come before council in 2018 and 2019. My department has not received any complaints as far as these operators making anybody angry or coming at late hours or early hours. A background check was requested and provided by the police department. It's included in your packet. Planning staff would recommend approval of this request.
Question for Mr. Patterson.
Hours of being on the street.
Yes, the ordinance states that they should not continue past 9 p.m., but if the council wants to do something earlier than that, that's within the purview.
9 o'clock is too late to be door to door at our street for sure.
I agree with that.
So they need to change the hours.
You can add that to your motion.
I don't have a voice. I'm sorry.
Mayor, if I
Counselor,
Jeff, why would they have to do door to door when they've been here for I don't know 5-6 years, maybe more, 10? What's the point that they've got? To me, they've got.
I can't speak on behalf of the applicant. Completely. I would assume that their type of technology, what they're selling, is kind of custom to each home. So going to the home kind of eliminates, I guess, a middleman. They do have a representative here that could probably answer that better than I can.
Yeah, let's hear what he has to say. Okay.
Further question for Mr. Patterson? Counselor?
No question. I move approval as long as your hours are in daylight.
We have a motion.
Let's hear him talk real quick.
Well, we have a motion in front of us, so you can sit back down. We'll call you.
Mayor,
hey, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
No.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No, once again, due to COVID.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Okay, and it was in your motion on the time. Okay, you're approved. Number seven, council committee reports. Do we have any councilors that would like to make a report?
Mayor, if I may, I have a report. The single family dwelling ordinance committee that you had commissioned at the last council meeting, we met last Friday, had a preliminary discussion on what the problem was, some potential solutions. Didn't come up with a whole lot of answers immediately, but left with some homework, and we're going to meet again on the 21st of August.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else?
Mayor, I've got a report on the census committee. We received an email today letting us know that the deadline for participation in the 2020 census has been changed to September 30th, a full month forward. So we have 1 month less. We're not sure when our canvassers are even going to hit the ground here, but we're not quite ready for this, but we have a month less to get it done in.
We appreciate all your hard work on that. Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number eight, adjourn. I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion.
A second.
No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
We're adjourned.